Welcome to the Head Injury Support Family. Get a cover and get ready for the crack with our inspirational podcast about how we've learned to live with our life-changing acquired brain injuries. As we share our stories, there's lots of laughs. Learn how our brain injuries have impacted on us. We will inspire you, fill you with hope, and we share how we survive and thrive with each day.
My name is Cormac Burns. I'm 51 years of age and I live in Forkill in South Armagh. Music means a lot to me. It really started when I was a child, really, and it's sort of effortless to me because it was the one thing I would say that came naturally to me. And what it does for me is it just gives me a sense of relaxation and just it passes the time to be able to sit and play. You would kill a half an hour easily just by sitting and playing. It's pleasurable, it's good for the soul, good for the mind, good in so many ways, really. I started guitar, I'd say, when I was 12, maybe 13. And the funny thing was, when I started the guitar, I couldn't tie my own shoelaces hardly, but I picked up the guitar. But it's just something I wanted to do, and just goes to prove that if you're focused on something and you really want to do it, you can. Sense of achievement, without a shadow of a doubt, because you come in and you make different things. You know, there's a music section in here and you can play the guitar and stuff like that. But because I can do that at home, yes, it's great to be able to do it here, but something like, you know, making something, I never really would have got a chance to do that at home. So it's something different. So I think I would probably get more, or would certainly get as much enjoyment out of that than I would of playing music in here, you know. Even just joining in and the different things that they're doing, even chatting, you know, it's good to be able to talk. Happiness is being comfortable in your own skin, just being able to do what you want to do and at your own pace. Growing up, I would have made the mistake of maybe trying to keep up with other people. It did help me, but I think at this stage of my life now, it's just been going at your own pace and doing all of that and just, you know, driving your own bus, if you like. It's funny that the New Year's Eve, my resolution was, you know, I thought to myself, this is my journey and I'm the driver and I will pick up whoever I think is going to enhance my life. But anybody who isn't, I'll just go past, just leave them, you know, forget about them and just have people on board that are going to improve my life. And that's what I've been doing ever since. And but I have spina bifida, and hydrocephalus. Spina bifida is a split spine, and hydrocephalus is excess water in the brain. So everyone has water in the brain, but mine wasn't draining, so I have what's called a shunt inside for draining the fluid. The physical part, it means nothing to me now because I'm used to it. I've had it from birth, so it means nothing to me. But sometimes the mental side of it, where I'd overthink, trying to refrain from that, that's the challenge at the minute. I just come back to your question. My idea of happiness is just refraining from all that. And as I say, doing my own thing and just being happy in my own skin. I try to bring myself back to the present and just look around me and focus on reality. As opposed to fiction, there's two sides to me. There's the fiction side, which is what's going on in here, and there's the reality side, which is what we're doing here now. This is reality. In here is fiction. So it's separating or differentiating fiction from reality. And just the reality is, of course, bringing yourself back to you, the here and now. And that's what I try to focus on. Stay in the moment. Reality, that's what it's about, you know, and the here and now. There's the past, which you can't change because it's over. There's the future. It hasn't come yet. So you just forget about it. So the best tense to focus in is the here and now, the present. So that's what I try to do. Positivity. People who are going to enhance your life. So there's two types of people, two types of friends. There's the type who will tell you things that they know you want to hear, which is all very well, that's great, but you're not going to learn from that. Then there's the people who will tell you things you don't necessarily want to hear, but you need to hear them because maybe that's a flaw in your life and maybe you can improve on that. The other sort of people are all very well, but they're not really going to help you in life, if you know what I mean. There's that, and then the opposite to that, of course, are just negative people, or people, you know, people who just want to bring you down. You go on social media and you see it all the time. Celebrities, I can't stand her. I can't stand him. Yeah, and you're thinking, these are people. Okay, so they're celebrities, but they're people with feelings. If that was your son or daughter that you were reading about, how would you feel? Don't get me wrong, we all are entitled to our opinion. I wouldn't be a fan of hers, or she does nothing for me, or he doesn't, you know. But to say that you can't stand somebody, I just think it's a wee bit extreme. And I know I certainly wouldn't like to be reading that about myself. The world is a very big place with many people in it. Not all of them are going to like it. Or to put it another way, you're not going to be everyone's cup of tea, or they're not going to be yours. As I said before, living your own life, doing what's good for you. And sometimes that can be classed as selfish, but you can't help other people if you don't help yourself. You've got to focus here, first of all, to be able to benefit others and be happy, as I say, in what you're doing, and then if need be, help others. That's the way I look at it anyway. I'd be into Irish folk. First of all, Christy Moore. You look at him and you think, oh, what he's doing there is very easy. But it's not really. If you think about the way he plays, Jenny always has the audience in the palm of his hand. I would play the guitar, but it would be mostly a rhythm. There's the rock guitarists, the late Johnny Feen of Horselips, big fan of his. Gary Moore again. They would have been the musicians that I would have. Paul Simon, great songwriter. Fantastic songwriter, actually. Yeah, he'd be another one. Yeah, and I spoke there about Johnny Feen of Horselips. He had a two piece there. He was lost in the music, and then you got lost in it. Close his eyes and we were playing. You were just lost, and that was a great place to be. You know, it's like meditation nearly. Piece of advice, I think for me, it's about talking, striking up a conversation with people, and particularly with men. We don't talk. We do not talk. And I think that spread it into us. I think with a lot of people, it's like, I could be all right, you know, I could be okay. Women have like a womanhood, and they stick together. They're very good force when they're together, but us men, we tend to drift apart, and we don't talk as much as women do. If there was a manhood where, you know, a sort of like a brotherhood where we spoke to each other and were more vocal, that would be good. We bounce ideas off each other like what women would do. I think that would be a good thing for men and help. My faith now would be mean a lot to me. I'm involved in a rosary group, and there's the men's rosary and the women's rosary, and the men's rosary came first. It was good to get to, it's good to see all the men together. The other thing I would say is drink plenty of water. The cheapest drink in the world is what comes out of our taps, is the water. And it's so good because it keeps us hydrated. And I think that's the other thing I would say. I think it was immersed in us as a family. But I know that when I came into the world first, I had meningitis as a child. And the shunt as well was a problem. This is going back in the middle 70s. So the surgeons, and now you're talking here about the top surgeons, really top men in the Royal in Belfast, they had told my parents that I wouldn't last a week. And even if I did, I would be like in a vegetative state. And my mum and dad said, well, okay, well, I'm taking him home then, much to the nurse's horror, because she said, oh, you can't take him home, he's too sick. Oh, no, she said, no, sure, you say he's going to die, so I want him to die at home. So they took me home, and I remember, well, I was told this, I don't remember, but my mum would take out a ball, and she would roll this ball to me, and I would just be looking at her. Every day this would go on for weeks, months and months, and just roll this ball, and I just look. So then she rolled this ball to me one day, and I rolled it back, and things progressed from there. This was maybe months later. I just rolled this ball back, and I just started to become more aware of things. And during that time, I made my first Holy Communion in a place called Lourdes, if you're familiar with it. And I went to Lourdes in the wheelchair. And when I came home, I was sitting on my mum's knee in the sitting room. And this is something I do remember. And I said, I want to walk. Let me down. I just would like to walk. And sort of looking at each other thinking, right, okay. So walk I did, and that was when I took my first steps. I wouldn't be one for pouring anything down anyone's throat, but my faith would mean a lot to me, and I truly believe in the man above, you know, and all of that. That's something that would be very precious to me, yeah, is my faith, yeah. I'm a great believer in your life is mapped out for you. Many person in that position, they didn't make it, but I was just meant to go through life and to do the things that I've done with the music and stuff like that. And it was just meant to be for me, that I was meant to be given the gift of life.
Thank you for listening to our stories. We hope we've inspired you.